my friends, it is eclipse time somewhere in the galaxy right now. Actually, not that far away, only in Holton, Maine, and similar places in Canada. I'm watching the BBC feed right now. We need some eclipse music for this. Magenta. There we go. Yeah, that's eclipsy. Well, watching it online, safer on the eyes, but really just watching a black circle with some lights behind it. Anyhow, yeah, that's gonna sound really dated watching this, listen to this show when the eclipse is over, but now soak it in, folks. It's eclipse time. Do you know it's always an eclipse somewhere in the universe? I guess I can assume. I don't know if that's true. Probably. Yeah, okay, so music. That's what we're doing, right, on this show. We just heard from a very cool duo from Italy. They call their music Latin Desert and Funeral Party Music. Funeral Party. That's a bit of an oxymoron, but hey. It was nice. Yeah, it sounds like an old Western, bit of Latin American vibes, perhaps. And Opez is the band. O-P-E-Z. The album Social Limbo and the song Male or Male Nostrum came out last November. It was their second record. And before that, slice of Italian spaghetti western music. Hey, yeah, that's what they should call it. It's spaghetti western. That's an Italian genre of films. So, yeah, it works. And before that one, we heard a slice of some brand new Bosnian rock and roll music by the group called, excuse me, Fakat. F-A-K-A-T, exclamation mark. The album's called Dolls in Vain, and the song Batin. That was just less than 2 minutes long. Gritty rock and roll riffs. And, well, that's about all I can say about that. It's rock and roll, and it never dies. And before that, we started the whole set with Trio, the Ethnic Heritage Ensemble, or as the kids call it, AHA. And they're from Chicago. They've been around for 50 years. And the album Open Me, A Higher Consciousness of Sound and Spirit. The song The Whole World, their interpretation of that old Afro-spiritual classic. The whole world in his hands, her hands, their hands. What's the best way to say it if you were to update it? But anyhow, the whole world. And this music's making my brain waves bounce around in funny ways. Because I got headphones on. And man, it's panning and panning and continuing to pan. Okay, we got more eclipse music coming up later, but for now, on Wandering Rhythms, this very program, we have an Afro-Cuban sensation who has just put out a new album for the first time in 5 years. Her name is Daime Arocena, based in the UK now. Okay, Afro-Cuban, British songstress, and the new record, Alchemy, and the first single coming right at you, American Boy. This is a very catchy slice of Afro-Cuban British music, American Boy, here on Wandering Rhythms, eclipse style.
Oh yes, I mean, what I think has been really interesting about the coverage is you get to see, first of all, how difficult it is to adjust to the range of light levels. It's quite hard if you're not experiencing it to kind of get that across. But you can see the cameras have to.
Half past 8, but I think this time. Thank you.
listening to Wandering Rhythms on CJSF Radio, the least likely place to get eclipse coverage, but that happened. You just heard, maybe you heard it in the background, it's playing a bit of the CBC coverage of said event. It's online, and et cetera. Radio is the best place to watch the eclipse. Anyway, it's mostly over. It's happening in the far, far east of the country currently. And by the way, the song we just heard, in the theme of the day, we heard Total Eclipse by Jonathan Fitoussi, a French synthesist. Yes, playing primarily the Buchla synthesizer. He's got more music. We'll keep it going. But that was that song. The album Plein Soleil, Full Sun, from 2020. And the Buchla synthesizer, it's a modular synth. You have many cables connecting and changing the voltage and the waves and the sounds and more complicated things. But yeah, beautiful music. And